Morgan at the Big M. One of the world's richest men, J. Paul Getty, received a box of pencils for his birthday one time, and he said it was the gift he liked most. What does he know? Another of the world's most wealthy men, Howard Hughes, who just bought most of Las Vegas, is still living like a recluse in an open city where publicity flows like dollars at a dice table. It's kind of fascinating, the eccentricities of the moneyed class. In about 3 minutes, Bob Considine with some notes on Howard Hughes, the man nobody knows. Here are the Ray Charles singers.
I can see it now. I can see it now. I can see it now. And it's not too far away. I can see it now. I can see it now.
Perfect strangers whose taste tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Ma'am, what do you think?
Oh, what do I know about cigarettes? I'm a lumberjack.
Well, you must have some reaction.
I do. I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
That's not silly. I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
Timber.
On the line with Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, Howard Hughes has replaced Jacqueline Kennedy as the most familiar face on the nation's magazines. Well, he did hit two big ones last week, and there were 4 books out about him. That's interesting, too. The writers of the pieces on Hughes know as little about him as did those who wrote about Mrs. Kennedy. I'll be back with more on that after this. You know, most of us don't really understand income protection health insurance. So here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Income protection health insurance pays you when you're sick or hurt and can't work. It pays you cash, like a salary, to spend as you choose for hospital and doctor bills or for living expenses. Most income protection policies have time limits. They'll pay for, say, 6 months or a year, then stop paying. One policy that never stops paying is Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection. Whether you're in the hospital or at home, Mutual of Omaha Paycheck Protection can pay for as long as you're disabled, even for life. What should you look for in an income protection policy? Check how long it will pay, whether you're disabled in the hospital or at home, and whether it covers both sickness and accident. To make sure it does, see your local Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Paycheck Protection Health Insurance from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
The big talk around Las Vegas, Nevada, once upon a time, was about Nick the Greek or Bugsy Siegel or the fellow who made 17 straight passes at Desert Inn or the new topless show on the appropriately named Strip. Now people talk about Howard Hughes, the man nobody knows. Hughes is on everybody's tongue in Las Vegas, the fastest growing city in America, by the way. In the past 9 months, the fabled millionaire or billionaire has bought up about $150 million worth of hotels and gambling halls. He's dickering to buy the town's airport or build a super-duper supersonic airport nearby. Or at least he's said to be dickering. Mr. Hughes is not interested in confirming or denying most of the stories that swarm around him, since he, who goes to extraordinary ends to maintain his privacy, moved to one of the most public spots in the United States. A friend of mine who knew Hughes well, very well, let's say, about 15 years ago, wrote him recently asking to see him with a view to an interview my friend might then sell to a magazine. Hughes wrote back a nice note saying that he just didn't want anything written about himself, and he enclosed a check for $5,000. My friend is now writing to Kosygin, Brezhnev, the Pope, Ho Chi Minh, Mao Zedong, and Judge Crater. He may have found a revolutionary new source of income. Anyway, reams of copy are turned out every day about Howard Hughes without any official foundation whatsoever. Apparently, everything sells well, too. I spoke to a particularly close friend of his the other day in Las Vegas. He told me he speaks to Hughes on the phone every day. They live about 100 yards apart, but he hasn't seen him for 3 years. I know another guy who claims he is so close to Howard Hughes that he saw him as late as 1961. Photo libraries throughout the country say that the last known picture of Hughes was snapped in 1954. He declined with thanks a couple of years ago an invitation to be present at the White House, along with Charles A. Lindbergh, at the presentation by President Johnson of the Harmon Trophy to astronaut Gordon Cooper. Hotel people whisper to you in Las Vegas that their prize patron has not come out of his room since he checked in last spring. Indeed, he has not been seen on the balcony of his ninth-story suite. Others swear they've seen him wandering alone at night on the empty golf course he owns. My big authority on Hughes, the intimate who saw him only 3 years ago, says there's no mystery whatsoever about Hughes. He put it this way: all Howard wants to do is live here in Las Vegas, build up his fortune to an even $2 billion, and give it all to the Howard Hughes Foundation for medical research. What's wrong with that? This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now, a final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Do policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service instead of dealing with an office hundreds of miles away? When an independent research company asked policy owners, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" over 97% of the thousands replying said yes. Policy owners like Mutual of Omaha's local hometown service. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen again later for On the Line with Bob Considine, presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha. A regular feature here on the Monitor Beacon. Back with Monitor. Last Monday, as many sports fans know, Bill Masterton, a center with the Minnesota North Stars of the National Hockey League, died of a massive brain injury. Masterson didn't wear a helmet. Professionals aren't required to wear helmets. That point will be discussed by Joe Garagiola in a few minutes, right after music by Petula Clark, and this is Pet's Latest.
We're always searching.
worry starts to cloud the mind. It's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination. Wish that you were standing in their shoes. You change your life without much hesitation. Would you, if you really had to choose? And don't look around. Get your feet on the ground. It's much better by far to be just who you are. Young and bright.
Joe Garagiola, brought to you by State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurance company.
A tragedy in the sports world. But did we learn anything from it? Well, I'll be back to talk about this after this word from State Farm.
This is Al Capp. If there's one thing we're devoted to, it's the two-party system. Every Saturday night, too many Americans drive to one party, soak a few into their systems, and then to a second party and belt a few more, and then they get back into their cars and bang, hundreds of two-party Americans wind up in several parts. The two-party system has been such a smashing success that maybe we ought to get rid of it. And when we do, State Farm Mutual, the world's largest car insurer, just might be able to lower their already low rates and quicken their already quick claim service, simply because there'll be a lot fewer accidents. When you're driving, the best system is the no-party system. For your car, and your home, and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Tragedy hit the sports world for the first time in 1968, last Saturday night, when Bill Masterton, center for the Minnesota North Stars hockey team, received a head injury that took his life early Sunday morning. The accident took place in the first period of the Minnesota-Oakland Seals game. Masterton took the puck into the Seals' end, passed to a teammate, and then slipped to the ice, striking his head. Bleeding heavily, he was taken off the ice on a stretcher and rushed to a hospital. And there, doctors said that no operation could be performed, and they gave as the cause of death a massive internal brain injury. But had Masterton been wearing a protective helmet, he might very well have gotten right up from the ice with no injury and kept on going. Hockey players pride themselves on being tough, and they certainly are. But football players are also tough, and yet when they step onto the field, they're padded and protected literally from head to foot. Ask a football player to trade his helmet for one of those leather models of some years ago with no face guard and little padding, and he'd laugh at you. But hockey players will crash headlong into boards night after night and refuse to wear even a light plastic helmet. The other equipment argument in hockey, that all goalies should wear protective masks, is a little different. Many goalies claim that the mask cuts down on their field of vision, especially when the puck is right at their feet. This may be true. But what logical argument can players give for not wearing a helmet other than they don't want to get kidded by the other players? You know, in 1952, the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I was on that ball club, became the first Major League Baseball team to wear the protective batting helmets. And among other things, we were called coal miners and space cadets, and they told us that we needed the helmets in the outfield and not at bat. It was a big joke then. But today, you won't see anyone going up to the plate without a helmet. And there are many ballplayers who have had their careers saved when the helmet kept them from serious head injuries. Many players are even going further and putting ear flaps on for more protection. There seems to be two solutions to hockey's helmet problem. Either the National Hockey League follows the lead of many college and amateur leagues and makes it mandatory for all players to wear helmets, or the players decide on their own that the protection is worth the kidding. But for this to happen, the first move will have to come from the stars of the league. In any sport, changes are always suspected until the stars give them their okay. If some unknown player had suggested using a curved blade on his hockey stick, he probably would have been laughed at. But when Chicago's Bobby Hull started using one, everybody decided it was all right. And I think the same thing would happen with helmets. The hockey world and the sports world was saddened by the death of Bill Masterton. But if because of it more players start wearing protective helmets, then the chance of future tragedies such as this will be much less, and all of hockey will be the better for it. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
Here's one of 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the 100. Ma'am, what do you think?
Well, I think everybody should love one another.
I mean, what do you think of 101 cigarettes?
Oh, I think that silly millimeter is silly.
How about the taste?
Well, that's not silly. I'd like it even if it wasn't 1 millimeter longer.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
You'll love them.
Joe Garagiola is one of our regulars every weekend, covering many aspects of sports with what I'm sure you'll agree is knowledgeable comment. Joe will be back, so...
Just keep two-two.
Guess you've heard that most business firms around the country are hard-pressed for good secretarial help. Well, sir, a large New York corporation is one possible solution under discussion. It's considering asking its male employees to take typing home for their wives to do. Wives who don't have secretarial skills would be given instruction. First organization men, now organization wives. But at least it'll stop a lot of that staying late at the office routine. Ladies?
Hi-ho, hey-hey, till your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Get some soon.
By the way, if you somehow missed the score in today's AFL All-Star game, it was East 25, West 24. More of Monitor after a break for our NBC stations, one of which is WRVA Richmond, Virginia.
This is Mel Allen. I hope you'll join me at the Monitor Sports Desk each weekend on NBC Radio.
It's Monitor, it's 68. Your weekend companion keeps you up to date. The newest news and music and comedy on NBC.
As you know, youngsters don't have a hang-up on using the phone. It's more of an un-hang-up. And parents know it's costly. Nobody knows it better than the father of a young lady who's having to sell his home because she, the daughter, talked $4,500 worth and he can't pay the bill. The full story from the father in 3 minutes or so. Right now, a tune called A World of Our Own by Sonny James.
The light, we're staying home tonight, far away from the bustle and the bright city light. Let them all fade away, just leave us alone, and we'll live in a world of our own. Oh, my love, oh, my love,
entertainment. Come number one for the money specials. Special introductions of brand new color TV with big 23-inch diagonal screen.
Play now, play later, the RCA way.
Number one for the money specials. Brand new stereo consoles. Big stereo sound in beautiful cabinet styles. Also, brand new black and white TV. Portable stereo and radios. So, play now, pay later. The RCA way.
Play now, pay later. The RCA way.
Get a number one for the money special at participating RCA dealers now.
This past week, James Young of Los Angeles, California, let the world know that he owed the General Telephone Company in California $4,509.81 and that he would have to sell his house to pay off the bill.
Mr. Young said that the bill had been run up by his 19-year-old daughter, Colleen, in just 38 days last spring when she talked to her husband, Lynn Wade Cross, who was then stationed with the Navy in Alaska. Well, it seems that since Mr. Young and his wife, Carol, worked during the day and their other two children were in school, nobody knew that Colleen was spending so much time on the phone, up to 90 minutes on one call. Now, Mr. Young works as a security officer at the San Fernando Veterans Administration Hospital in California, and he's on our phone line at the moment. Now, Mr. Young, since all the publicity, have you been in touch with your daughter?
No, I don't even know where they're at.
Oh, is that so? When's the last you heard from her?
Let's see, I would say probably last we heard of them or seen them was sometime in July, middle of July.
Uh-huh. Now, one thing that occurred to us is how come that the phone company has let the bill run this long?
This is what we're trying to find out. We don't know why and how, in the period of the 38 days, that this could possibly be with all the modern mechanisms and cards and billing mechanisms they have, you know, nowadays.
Yeah. Now, in the news stories, they say that you put a $30 padlock on your phone, and I have a picture of it in front of me. But it doesn't appear from the picture that the phone really is locked. It looks as though anyone could take it off the hook and dial.
I'd like to have to really try. I'll tell you when this is installed. The post on the side of that picture you're probably looking at is a 4x4 post and screwed into the post with 2-inch screws. And the heads of the screws are sealed with steel cement so they can't be backed out by a screwdriver. And it's a stainless steel chain that has to be wrapped around the receiver of that phone at a high, very tight tension and locked with that padlock. I don't know if this picture you got is just showing a demonstration or actually in a locked position.
Well, it's in the locked position.
That phone cannot be lifted out of that cradle under any condition.
All right, now, Mr. Young, you say you haven't seen or heard from your daughter in a couple of months?
Right.
Well, what's the good of locking the phone?
Well, it's not locked now. This is only after we found out on May the 31st that this bill was this exorbitant, and she was still at the house with her daughter, our granddaughter, and she was staying there at that period of time. And he had still insisted of putting the call through, trying to put these calls through, even though that phone was locked.
Yeah. Well, now, I have one more question, and I hope you won't be offended. It's not meant to be offensive. But there has been some speculation that you might have gotten all this publicity to help sell the house. What do you say about that?
No, sir. Under no condition. We owned this, bought this home here, and I just remodeled this home. And the reason this home has gone up for sale is due to the fact that we had offered General Telephone Company, before they put this in the hand, they were going to put the bill in the hands of a collection agency.
Yeah.
And with my wife's job on an indebtedness and such, we would both probably would have lost our jobs.
Yes.
The only way we could really positively, when we talked to the Mr. Nair, the General Telephone Company, was to put this house up for sale. And at that time, that's when they came in and put this abstract lien against our house with the bill.
All right. Well, I'm glad you... cleared that up for us. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Mr. Young. Bye. That was James Young of Los Angeles, who this past week revealed that the price of teenage talk is not always cheap.
Here's one of 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette, a silly millimeter longer than the hundreds.
Make it fast. Time is money.
You're an accountant.
No, a clockmaker. And I think you're kidding about that extra millimeter in case you're interested.
How about the taste?
I think you're serious about that. I don't blame you. It does taste one better.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter longer. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
I don't need to get wound up about it.
How about some Instant Happy? Sure beats Instant Grim. The tune's by the Johnny Mann Singers.
Easy love.
Have an extra day this year. Hot dog, leap year, and I'm going to die a bachelor. I know where my next meal's coming from. A restaurant. You're on the Monitor Restaurant.
The fury of nature brings economic havoc to many small businesses every year. How to rebuild and start again seems like an impossible mission. But Mission Impossible star Martin Landau explains.
The Small Business Administration, an agency of the United States government, makes loans to victims of disasters. Moving quickly to help restore and replace property and equipment, SBA provides long-term, low-interest loans. What seems like the end of an individual company can be averted. You should know about this important service of the Small Business Administration. For complete free information, contact the SBA in your own area.
73 local offices of the Small Business Administration stand ready to help your company offer America the highest quality and greatest variety of goods and services at the lowest possible price. Our thanks to Martin Landau for helping to tell the story.
January 29th, radio premiere week on WNBC, New York.
There's an organization in your community that will perhaps have to make a decision it doesn't want to make. Who shall live, who shall die? That organization is the National Kidney Foundation. There's an artificial kidney machine that can keep people alive indefinitely or until they recover. But not everyone can get the machine because there isn't enough money. Give to your local chapter of the National Kidney Foundation. Coming up on Monitor, Mel Allen with all the late sports news and results after a new number here by Margaret Whiting.
You make me think that you love me, but I get around and I know you placed another love above me. Somehow your actions confuse me. You're not the boy I used to know. Now I'm afraid you're going to lose me. Oh, I hate to see me go. You had me convinced that it might work out, but how was that enough? Other plans and leaving me out. I hate you, but I guess I'll have to go. I was a fool to believe you. You took me in, and I know.
but I guess I'll have to go. I was to believe you. You took me in and I know. Now I guess I'll have to leave you. Oh, I hate to see me go. How I hate to see me go.
In one moment, Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Mother to Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Bob Hope, complete with hard top, fast back, and bucket seat, which is pretty appropriate since I'm going to talk about an exclusive from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it comes as standard equipment on every Chrysler-built car. Customer Care covers more problems than a security blanket, and it starts from the time they fasten the first bolt on your brand-new car. When they say they don't build them like they used to, it's a cinch they're not talking about Chrysler Corporation. Because their quality control begins from the time your car is nothing more than a gleam in an engineer's eye. And everyone works with just one idea in mind. To see to it that the beauty of Chrysler-built cars is a lot more than only skin deep. And it sure pays off for both you and Chrysler. Because no matter how much the new models change from year to year, one thing at Chrysler stays the same. And that's the quality of the product. Why not sample it yourself? Try a little Customer Care at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer soon.
Winnie? At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. In the American Football League's All-Star game played in Jacksonville's Gator Bowl Stadium, there was an exciting finish directed by Joe Namath of the New York Jets that brought the East to victory over the West 25-24. With the East trailing 24-13, 6 minutes to go in the last quarter, Namath passed to Don Maynard for 24 yards and a touchdown. And then with 58 seconds remaining, Namath capped another East drive by pulling a quarterback sneak from the one-yard line. The West had a chance to win it in the final 6 seconds when George Blanda tried a 35-yard field goal, but the attempt was wide. The victory was the East's second in the 7-year series, earned the winners $1,000 apiece and the losers $500. 25-24, mighty close. Namath, who also pitched a 35-yard TD pass to Pete Lammons in the second period, and Maynard were named the game's most valuable offensive players. Speedy Duncan of the West, the outstanding defensive player. By the way, he returned a kickoff 90 yards for a touchdown, picked off 2 of the 3 interceptions charged against Namath in the first half. The other scoring for the West, Darryl LaMonica, who played only the first half, threw touchdown passes to Willie Frazier and Lance Allworth, and Blanda kicked a 28-yard field goal. Len Dawson, according to game plan, was the quarterback for the second half. On the basketball front in the NBA, Cassie Russell scored 42 points, paced the New York Knicks to 115-103 victory over the Detroit Pistons. The Boston Celtics routed San Diego 139-112. Bailey Howell and Johnny Havlicek each contributed 31 points. In the American Basketball Association, Minnesota defeated Indiana 103-88, Dallas 107, New Jersey 97, which snapped the New Jersey American 7-game winning streak. Looking ahead to next month's Winter Olympics, United States ski coach Bob Yaddy was anything but optimistic today about his team's chances. As he said, we're on a very sound development program, but I think this Olympics is too early for us. In another 4 years, America will be a much stronger winter sports nation. In other pre-Olympic developments, Switzerland's Dumang Giovinazzi won the slalom at Kitzbühel, Austria. France's Jean-Claude Keely was third, enabled him to take the combined title. Keely leads Giovinazzi in the race for the World Cup, 80-77. And at St. Moritz, Switzerland, site of the European four-man bobsled championships, Robert Sedd of Fairhaven, Vermont, driver of the number 3 American sled, is in serious condition with head and face injuries suffered in a practice run. The other members of his sled also were injured, but did not require hospitalization. The United States was not competing in the championships, merely prepping for the Winter Olympics. At Iron Mountain, Michigan, in the final Olympic trials, 19-year-old Adrian Watt established an American ski jumping record of 337 feet on the 90-meter hill. And in Norway, Fred Anton Meyer slashed 2 3/10 seconds from his own world speed skating record for 10,000 meters with a clocking of 15:29.5. And that's the late sports news, Henry. Mel Allen here, friends. And now this word about State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. Do you know which company is the biggest car insurance company there is? Because it offers the best car insurance value there is? You don't know? You don't know? Okay. The name of this company begins with State Farm and ends with Mutual. Didn't get it, huh? I'll give you a hint.
For your car and your home and your life. State Farm is all you need to know about insurance.
Mel Allen returns with more selected sports a little later on Monitor.
Nationwide, it's NBC.
From the Beatles called Eleanor Rigby by the sitarist Vincent Bell.
Here's one of the 101 perfect strangers who's taste-tested a new 101. The filter cigarette 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds. Mrs. Glockenspiel.
It's Miss, but I haven't given up. Are you married?
What do you think of our 101 cigarette?
It's cute.
No, I mean the taste.
I'd like them even if they weren't 1 millimeter longer. You don't look married.
A silly millimeter longer. 101. A silly millimeter. 101.
The 101. It tastes one better.
We even smoke the same brand of cigarettes.
News next on Monitor. This is Mr. Morgan.
Key tune, the latest news now is on the air. Key tune for sports and news now from everywhere. From there.
The name's the same, but the game is different. When Fortune Phone premieres on WNBC, January 29th. All day, any day, the new Fortune Phone could ring for you. Listen and learn how you can be a Fortune Phone winner when WNBC Radio premieres the week of January 29th.
Influenza is a contagious virus disease that hits the victim with fever, chills, sore throat, a dry cough, muscular aches and pain, and many other discomforts. If you have a chronic lung disease or other chronic illness, you should have a vaccination before flu strikes, and the sooner the better. contact your doctor today. And for the facts on influenza, write your Tuberculosis and Respiratory Disease Association for the fee pamphlet, Influenza, the Facts, Box 37, New York, 10010. They consider it a matter of life and breath. January 29th, Dr. Joyce Brothers invites you to Radio Premiere Week on WNBC New York.